Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We have more breaking information for you today. Today's topic is, will the high rate interest rates on dental loans be coming down at all? A window into the future. We'll get into that shortly, but as you know, we now have 10 employees. We are working 363 days a year, and we only take off Christmas and Easter. We're here to assist you. We have two CPA accountants, marketing director, operations director, and multiple development specialists. You can reach us at 201-663-0935, website dentalpracticeguide.com, or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. Now, the for those of you that are interested in selling to a DSO, please call us. We work with them all the time. We know who the best ones are, who's having trouble, who's raising the bar, who's consolidating, who's changing. For example, we know one right now that's no longer buying in New York City, and they're big. Won't buy in New York City. Another one, no longer buying single dental offices, only large platforms, 7-8 offices. So please call us. We have the inside track. When we work with the DSOs, you do a larger deal, generally they pay our commission, no commission to you, generally. And also, if you work with us, we'll get your legal fees, based on certain criteria, we'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So please give us a ring and we can give you the rundown on that. Okay? And we've been doing that for a while. We can get you more information. Just give us a call. All right. What's happening with interest rates? There is no crystal ball, but you've got to listen to certain economists that have previously been right going back to 2000, 2001, 2007, 2008, 2009. And I do listen to a few of those. And I try to keep up with that. I personally listen to YouTube about 10 hours a week with a variety of subjects, but certainly at least in 2 hours, 3 hours a week on economics. And what they're predicting now was predicted in the past, that the interest rates had to go up. They said that the interest rate was transitory. That was wrong. Many of the economists I listened to said, no way. It will absolutely be going up. It will not be transitory at all. And they were right. I do like, and I don't endorse anybody or endorse banks or anything. We don't have any advertising on our YouTube video. But there is one fellow, he's been right in the past, and I do listen to him, Peter Schiff. He's on YouTube radio. He's the one that predicted in 2007 we were going to have a subprime mortgage crash, and we were heading for bad times. He's predicted that the interest rates would absolutely be going up, and they have. He's saying the interest rates will stay high for a period of time, a long time, because the way we got into this trouble, because we kept the interest rates low for mortgages and put money into the system, when you do that, it leads to inflation, leads to high interest rates. So where are we now? Others believe that maybe for a very short period, because of politics, you know, there's a whole thing about the Federal Reserve Chairman. His boss is always the president, and he wants to do whatever he can to keep the president pleased. The present president. You know, that's what his job is. So, some of the thinking is for a short time period before the next election, 2024 election, there will be a short reduction in interest rates for a short period of time. Maybe for 3, 4, or 5 months, whatever, before the election, they'll bring the rates down because it's political. That might happen. Will it? Will it not? I don't know. But those of you that are hoping for it, it may be only a window You know, and it takes sellers, it only takes 4 to 8 months to sell a dental practice. So you want to get it on the market now and maybe time it so that when the interest rates possibly go down and you buyers, you may be able to catch it. But it takes a period of time to buy the right practice at the right time with the right location. So you got to be looking right now. Sellers, you got to be thinking about selling right now. Interest rates are still high. They're about 7% in winter of 2023. They have not dropped. They are still high. So, and they used to be 3%. I don't know when or if they will go down. There's a possibility that they will go down because of the political situation for politics and before the next election. Possibly they'll go down. But that will only be for a few months before the election 2024. You've got to jump on this now as buyers to get at least lining up with practices you like and, you know, moving forward on that. And you just can't wait, you know, you can't wait till they just, if they do drop, you can't go out, okay, I'll buy a practice now. It's like, well, it takes a while. So you just try to time it properly. And I don't know when that will happen. If it will or will not happen, I am not sure. But I'm saying there's a possibility. Enough economists I listen to, Harry Dent, Peter Schiff, Gerald Clemente, a few others think that this is what's going on. So you may have a small window, but even if you don't have that window, it doesn't matter. Dental practices are successful, and the success rate is 99.75%. Don't hold off your purchasing, waiting for interest to go down. It might go down in 24, possibly. I think we're going to be running into very difficult economic times at some point, but you don't know because the Fed may try another stimulus money to keep it moving along for another, so to speak, kick the can down the road. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But there's a window that it might drop for a little bit. So keep your eye open on that. But regardless, you're going to do financially very well. Buy the dental practice now. Because whatever you're making in your occupation as an associate, you're losing about 25% of your money because you don't have any write-offs. Dental practice, you get 20-25%. You know, you're saving on the write-off, legitimate write-offs you could have. So get into that. Get into buying a practice now. And if you're looking now, this should be the year. Maybe the rates will go down for a short period of time and you'll catch it right. Either way, you're always ahead buying a dental practice, no matter how much money you're making as an associate. You do the right marketing, advertising, get the right staff, buy an existing practice, work out fantastic. All right, we have a lot of videos going on, and I think we're up at 405, so hit the subscribe button, and we will try to get things together for you and get new videos out all the time. We're always making new videos. I believe we have more than anybody in the country. We just got back from Florida. We'll be opening up the state of Florida soon. And then also, we have the Australian trip coming up, the cruise seminar. Very little time left. We're leaving on, I think it leaves on January 12th. Warm weather, here we go. So we're doing a lecture there. And then next summer, no, I think it'll be next winter, January, probably we'll do another cruise. So keep you posted. Cruises are quite reasonable, especially with the cost of food nowadays. I just came back from Florida. Wow. You know, I was taking clients out to dinner and so forth. It was expensive. And the prices get up there. You take a cruise, it's all included. It's like, forget it. It's unbelievable. The prices are just fantastic. You can't beat it. Between lodging and the food, you should go for that. So we hope to put on another cruise in January. As I say, we have this one coming up in a few days, but January of 25. So that's going to be exciting. Maybe we'll do one before that. Let me see how the response is. All right. Talk to you soon. Have a great time. Have a great New Year's. Happy holidays. See you now. Bye.